Transportation for Raymond Carr, C-A-R-L, April 6, 72, addresses a letter to Thomas, T-H-O-M-A-S, Cox, C-O-X-P-A, 877-779-7529, Dear Mr. Cox, follow up for Raymond. With cadaveric renal transplant 2004, which is the third transplant. Last visit in February. Refuses to take transplant medications. Denies recent chest pain palpitation or increase of dyspnea. Did have an open heart surgery. That will be the third time. November, December 2024 for mitral valve redo. Follows cardiology, Dr. Mander, M-A-A-N-D-E-R. Denies smoking, alcohol or marijuana. Denies nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, bleeding, no kidney transplant tenderness, good urine output. He drinks a large amount of tea and colas, Pepsi, Mountain Dew. Denies infection in the urine, cloudiness of blood. Does not check blood pressure at home. No edema, claudication, review system negative. Present medicines, inhalers, blood pressure, Norvasc, Lasix. Blood pressure today was high, 180 over 90 on the left side, 83 pounds. He is a very small, short stature, very pleasant. No respiratory distress, breath sound decreased on the right side, probably from the open heart surgery, clear on the left, no wheezing. There is persistent systolic-diastolic murmur, appears regular, no pericardial rap, no ascites tenderness, no kidney transplant tenderness, no edema, non-focal. Next paragraph. Most recent chemistries are from July, creatinine 1.7, which is baseline, normal electrolyte acid base, present GFR 47 stage 3, normal albumin calcium phosphorus, anemia 11.4, normal white blood cell platelet. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Renal transplant number 3. Refuses transplant medications, chronic kidney disease stage 3, which appears to be stable. Poor control blood pressure in the office. He says to be compliant. I ask him to increase Norvasc 7.5 or even 10 milligrams and continue checking blood pressure and reporting to me or cardiology. Present electrolyte, acid base, nutrition, calcium, phosphorus, normal, no need for EPO treatment, no need for phosphorus binders, no need to change diet for potassium or acid base. Follow cardiology for the redo mitral valve open heart surgery. Looks like in the hospital there was acute and chronic renal failure and volume overload, but he did not require dialysis. He refuses to take transplant medications. Clinically, no major symptoms of cardiovascular disease. I do not have report of the surgery done for a recent echo. Continue physical activity. Minimize sodium in the diet. Continue to follow